Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The Score celebrates 30 years. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's voice of the fan for 30 years. In Odyssey Station.
The Score!
Oh, you tripping.
I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thanks for checking out the show today. Hope you enjoyed the Pat Tomasulo interview. I thought it was great. Check out his stand-up hour. What a time to be alive. It's on YouTube. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. No subscription fees. You can just go watch it. You will enjoy it. I promise. On tomorrow's show, Joe Ostrowski will join me. We will talk about betting the Final Four. And Jason Leisure will be on the show tomorrow. We'll talk Bears with him since there's been some Bears news. Parkins and Spiegel have got you covered until 6 o'clock. What's up, boys?
What's up, Lawrence? What's up, Spiegs? Forget that 6 o'clock mess. It's here, Lawrence. It's here.
What's here?
Oh, full day's pay for less than a full day's work, baby.
Oh, is there a Cubs game today?
Spring training baseball on the Score, Lawrence.
Oh!
Yeah, that means Danny. It means Danny gets the rest of the afternoon off. I will be doing four innings of play-by-play from my living room as I prepare for my weekend of play-by-play.
Get out of here!
That's work, mister. I mean, this is just for me. Just to, like, remember
just to get
how
ready.
To use a scoreboard. Yeah. Remember how to use a scorecard? I should say it's called a scorecard, right? Yeah.
I believe. It's
called baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Nine
that's good.
Innings.
Dude, the spring training rules are so bananas. Like, people can get sent to minor league camp and then show up in a spring training game the next day. You know?
You need the bodies.
you need the bodies. And I remember the spring game that I did a couple years ago. Danny, remember that? Where, like, the sixth inning came, and it was an entirely new nine. Here you go. Here's a piece of paper. Write down the entirely new nine, five of which aren't even on your official roster. Good luck, everybody.
But, Speaks, all you need to keep thinking is Joe Buck's Bucks. That's all you got to think. This is the window for you to get to the yams, man. This is the opportunity. Yes, you have to put up with some nonsense because it's spring training baseball. But at the end of the rainbow, $76 million waiting for you.
You think so? $76 million. Think I can throw my hat in the ring or my name in the hat for the Fox job.
At least $76.
At least 76.
Yeah. Somewhere between 76 and 76 million.
I haven't negotiated the official rate yet, actually, Danny. Man, so
you need to talk to me about your business dealings.
I know.
You got to be getting that Pat Hughes rate. One of your games on the network. One of your games is syndicated. That game should cost more. They got to pay. They got to pay for Southern Illinois. They got to pay for Iowa.
Cahokia has to pay for its Cubs baseball.
You got to pay the talent. Have you negotiated also, like, do you know, like, if this, then, then? Like, are you being evaluated on these games and then our regular season games in the balance? Has that been discussed? Should I be asking these questions off the air, perhaps?
Probably off the air. Yeah, off the air would be your best.
Are we on the air now?
We are on the air now.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you have any focus whatsoever since word came out that Tiger played a practice round at Augusta.
Dude,
like,
you're excited.
Aren't you?
I'm so excited.
I saw our friends at Circa posted like 50 different Tiger Woods props for the Masters. Everybody assumes he's in now.
Listen, he's my second favorite athlete of all time. He's why I started playing golf. It's my absolute favorite hobby, activity, de-stressor, bonding thing with my friends. He is such a flawed human, but all-time great athlete and competitor. And he's already done, like, his last major win, the 15th major, was remarkable. Like, that accomplishment at his age, with all of the back surgeries and the spinal fusion, it was one of the craziest golf feats and athletic feats that I've seen in my lifetime. If he walks four rounds, what are the odds on him? 50-1.
What are some of the other props? Like, does he fit? Like, does he make the cut? Is that a prop?
That would definitely be a prop. I have not seen it posted. I did not know, Spiegs. I apologize already been posted.
Let's get on FanDuel right now.
Here it is from Circa. Yes is -150 to make the cut.
That is ridiculous.
+130. Yeah, Tiger Woods.
I couldn't bet against him, but that is insane.
Tiger Woods to finish top 10. Yes is +875.
No.
Top 20 is +385. Finishing position, the over-under is 34.5 Tiger Woods.
It's his course. You know, he knows that course better than any human alive. If he was at another course that he had played well at, right? If he was at Torrey Pines or Pebble, he'd have good odds. But that's nostalgia. That's favoritism. He should.
So how much are you putting down on it?
That is exactly the right question, because it's impossible to bet against him. I had a Francisco Molinari 30-1 bet.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
It's very fun to say. When he choked away the Masters, it was when they knew the lightning was coming in, and so they teed off the leaders at like 7 a.m. on Sunday. Went over to my buddy's house. We had the same bet. We woke up. We were watching it, and then there was Tiger, and Molinari collapsed, and Tiger charged, and we forgot about our bet, because like it was all about Tiger fandom, man. Like it's there's all the other golfers, and then there's Tiger. So the reason those numbers are what they are is because no one in their right mind wants to bet against that dude.
74.5 is the over under for his first round score, and again, not officially playing at this point,
right? But I mean, all bets would be voided if he doesn't tee off, but like, he almost had his leg amputated. We haven't seen him. We know he has, but we haven't seen him walk 18 holes. He hasn't played professional golf in a real tournament since, 15 months or something like that?
Yeah, but I noticed that you're not going to bet against him not making the cut, though.
I can't do it, Lawrence. I can't. But the smart money is, if you can be this passionate about this, like, I can bet against the Cubs. I bet against the Bears more than I bet on them. I can bet against my teams. I'm betting against Syracuse basketball this year. I'm almost ready to finish the basement. But I can't bet against Tiger. I feel like I'm cheating. And I mean, then it should be like, oh well, Tiger would be fine with it. But like, I can't bet against him.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Well, this is
it. I'm so excited if he plays, man.
We've reached the time of year where the Masters is there for people who love it. Opening day is a week from tomorrow. Just bananas. Opening day is a week from tomorrow.
You know what strange speaks? As short as spring training is, I'm actually like, I'm ready. I know they're not ready, but
they're not ready.
All right, yeah, let's just get to the playoffs. I agree. Yeah.
I'm not ready to jump that far.
Just kidding.
Well, you'd rather, I mean, from a White Sox perspective, you'd rather see games than stare violently at the open spots on this roster that have been there for 6 months. Like, yeah. There's no more joy. There's no more joy left in looking at the mix and how it's comprised right now.
I hope that they were so right about Josh Harrison. Like, I really hope that I'm sitting here in August being like, man, they nailed that. This is the perfect guy at the perfect time. But
could be.
I like that dude. I've always enjoyed that dude. I think he has value. It's just like, come on, man. Like, do more. This the meme with the stick. Do something.
You can't be ready for spring to be done though yet. Like, Kopech hasn't even pitched.
Who is that?
Yeah, like Kopech pitches tomorrow, and like I saw. I think it was Garfine speak like. Michael Kopech will make his spring debut tomorrow for 2 innings. I was like, he hasn't made his debut yet.
Well, he's been doing sides.
Like, I know. But
you're right. Like, this is a guy that's in the middle of your rotation. And right. No one knows if he's good at starting pitching.
Well, I mean, like, what's his – if I put it at, like, 135 innings for the season.
You would take that. At this point.
Yeah, that would be great. If you got 135 innings out of him, I mean, I feel like that would mean to me that the White Sox are in great shape.
Okay, so that number, so I set it a little high in your mind?
No, I think that's where they should want him to be. I don't know if he gets to that number.
I don't know if that means they're in great shape. I guess because there's so many other factors, obviously, but like, ace starters, like big time innings eaters these days go like 180. Yeah. 190, something like that. So if he's at .135, then maybe he's acting as your fifth starter, and maybe you've skipped him every once in a while just to preserve and have him for the playoffs when you'll again have him be a double up guy, or something like that. But man, I want to know how many innings Vince Velasquez had to throw for you if Kopech is throwing 135. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like you both would take the under on that number.
Is that the actual number?
No, I just pulled it out of the old keister. I just made it up. But sounds like you both would take the under on that.
Remember, 25 starts,
5 innings apiece would be 125.
Well, remember, they were ramping him up to begin with, and there was probably going to be an innings limit to begin with. So let's make that number 160, okay? Like, let's say that the number is 160 innings.
Well, that's an under.
But now he's starting from a deficit because he had to deal with COVID. So that to me at least wipes out a couple of games where maybe you thought he would go longer. So to me, I think that 135 is a good number.
Yeah.
I would be really happy if Mike Kopech threw 135 innings.
That makes sense. He gets
his first two tomorrow.
Not the real ones. And let's hope that there's no, you know, muscle pulls or hamstring stuff or any of that stuff that we are promised goes away because they fired Alan Thomas. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
is that your daily mentioning of Alan Thomas?
I'm just saying that I really hope that I don't think that it was the trainer's fault. I think that where we're at baseball-wise because of COVID is why people are getting hurt. And they can't fix that. Like, there's no trainer that you're going to hire that I think is going to fix that.
You know, across the sport, we're seeing a couple of different things that I've been following. And one of them, which is ugly and we knew was going to happen, or we suspected maybe would happen, having a hard time selling opening day tickets. In Cincinnati, which is historically where the first opening day has been for a lot of decades, having a hard time selling opening day tickets in Cleveland. And I suspect this is going to be a problem not just in cities like that where the teams obviously in the offseason, and offseason one and offseason two, Electric Boogaloo really did very little to try and get better. If anything, they shed money. But I think we will see some kind of tangible effect of strike ugliness, maybe of COVID hesitancy and just overall disappointment in the state of some of these organizations.
Speaks, when I was down in Arizona last weekend, I was talking to some people, and being at Sloan and Sloan not being sold out, that's different. Like, that's very different. And I was talking to some people that have been traveling back and forth between the parks, because, you know, you get, if you're one of the people that's down there forever, you can go to whatever game you want. Attendance there is down everywhere. And I think it has obviously to do with, we probably had plans and then you didn't play, so we had to cancel them. But even walking around Sloan, and it might be Cubs specific, it felt different. Like, fans are there more out of ritual than excitement, it felt like. So I'm curious to see how this plays out with the actual games, and whether we're going to see people hold back their money, or maybe they put their money in another place and they said, you know what, instead of me buying those tickets, I'll start thinking about a vacation instead, like that sort of thing with baseball coming back.
I think it's entirely possible, and I'd have to say probable. But then that first week and weekend where it's just absolutely gorgeous and a couple people get going over there, and that experience of being in that ballpark, then it'll start to pick up. For the White Sox, it ought to be happening from the get-go. I mean, this is a very good team coming out here, and we'll see how they feel, see how fans feel after an offseason that was kind of dispiriting to a lot of people, but that's a real good team, and
yeah,
they should show it right away.
I think the spring training thing makes sense because so much of their business is out-of-town travel. Obviously, there's a lot of people that live there and transplants and all of that, but people make trips for spring training to go to games. I'm not sensing a lot of COVID hesitancy. Like, I feel like this city is ready to pop off this summer. Steph and I went out downtown for restaurant week Tuesday night. Absolutely slam-packed to the walls, and a restaurant that normally it's not that tough to get reservations.
Was it also to the windows?
To the window, to the wall. But, you know, restaurant week was in full force. Like, I don't know. I get the feeling that at least the Cubs product is not going to be very good. So for the Cubs, I could see that being down. But I bet you the White Sox have a good attendance season. I'd be surprised.
I mean, they should. You know, back-to-back playoff experiences for the team, a team that's projected to win in the mid-90s and win the division, even though some of the division has gotten better. I mean, I don't care about it. I mean, I've been in the boat of, if you don't want to go, that's totally fine, because it means there's more room for me to spread out when I go there and enjoy my wonderful ballpark and its awesome food.
Did you get back in with tickets?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, you know, I might know a guy.
Well, yeah.
That if I need to go, I can.
You're Lawrence Holmes.
Of course. That's not a thing.
We were disappointed yesterday that the Goose from the Goose is going back to Goose Island, right? Isn't that what Brooks told us, that they're going to go back to
them?
Very
disappointing.
They should just put it in front of Reggie's. Like that's what they should do. The Goose should just be in front of Reggie's right there on State Street, and then White Sox fans can go commiserate.
Right, and then when they do the bus trips, because you can go and party at Reggie's, and they'll drive you over to the ballpark in the bus, they could put the Goose on top of the bus.
They sure could. The only problem is that they park the bus under the L tracks.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think it's actually a brilliant idea. That would be badass. They could do that. Reggie's has a spot on 63rd in the lakefront. Like, they're right on the beach. Uh-huh. They could keep that bus there. They could do that.
Maybe the Goose head straight out, you know, from the windshield. Put it smack dab in the middle of the windshield. Have it point outwards instead of upwards.
Because that's not dangerous at all.
No, these are the ideas, Danny. This is the gold, man. So
I can't believe they haven't hired us for the marketing or promotions department or whatever. This is just straight gold we're giving them. But, yeah, Lawrence, we're going to just hang out, do a couple segments. We got a show dinner tonight. We're very excited.
Where's the dinner at? Or wait, you don't have to tell me. What type of dinner are you guys going for?
Steakhouse.
Nice. It's a good choice.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. We can say, right? We can say.
I don't know, but then, you know, all the people will be coming by to see you, Danny. You know, they've heard about the haircut. They want to go see you.
Will they mix up the fries and the onion rings for us? Can we get a little half and half going?
They should.
You know what? It reminds me, we should just go to Chicken Corners for show dinner, really. Like, everybody could get a sandwich from whichever place they feel like, and we just hang out in somebody's car.
As long as it's not Sunday. Because one of the places won't be open.
Yeah, then it would be limiting.
That's a good point. And as long as none of us are gay, because then we won't be allowed in there.
I think you guys should call it Fair or Foul. That was one of the great chicken discussions I have ever heard.
He's back, baby. On the team.
Yep.
On the team. I like how he plays his negotiations out in public. Man after my own heart. Out for every dollar. He did it with the White Sox broadcast the year before last. Did it with the Score. And said him and Mitch... 30-second negotiation, and he's back in. But then I read the responses to his tweet, and like 80% of people got it, and 20% of people thought that he was breaking up with Benetti and he was going to start doing games on the radio.
Oh, God.
I was like, no.
No, that's not what's happening.
He's going to be a Score contributor.
And when you're the best that's ever done it, you can. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
I completely understand his point of view.
And, it's the best.
And I strive to have that level of power one day.
Yeah, we all do. That is a fact. But Speaks has a dream scenario for the Bulls in the postseason, which is nice, or an ideal scenario for the Bulls, because I don't see much there. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. Taney's got a special open for us today. We got a lot to get to, Lawrence, in a brief show.
Sounds like it. Boys, have a great show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Lawrence, have a good one, man. Taney's open kicks us off. We take you up to Cubs spring training baseball right here on The Score.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.